what's happening today, and then we're going to hear from the golden voice of Leslie Garrett. This has been a thing being organised for the last 3 years, and we do have to thank the South Bank for putting this together. Isn't it a fantastic location? Absolutely. And I tell you what, as well as the singing, there's going to be a bit of partying as well, I think. The person who we are having to thank for putting this together, the person who has been the inspiration behind the reawakening, the rebirth of the South Bank Centre, please welcome the wonderful person, the artistic director, Jude Kelly.
It's wonderful to see everybody here. It's exactly what the site is made for. In 1951, the site was the Festival of Britain site. And that was about, for the first time actually, saying creativity and the arts is for everyone. Everyone counts, everyone's imagination, everyone's voice. And so they created this huge site in order to demonstrate that it belongs to everybody. And that's why it's so big and generous and spacious. But I tell you something, that when it's filled, like this morning, not just with volumes of people, but volumes of joyous sound, then you really understand how the world can come together and celebrate. So I'd just like to thank you for giving an example of why the site was built and what it was made for, because you're bringing that image to life. It is true that all of us here love and believe in the idea of music and art as a big binding force. But I just want to say that 3 years ago, when this idea was conceived, it wasn't us that conceived it. It was a group of valiant people who stayed on this journey for the 3 years. And they came and basically said, we want to organise, you know, world domination of music by gay people at South Bank Centre. How does that sound? And I said, yeah, that sounds fine. But presumably you've done that kind of scale of thing before. They said, absolutely never. That gave me even more certainty that, yeah, not only would they do it, but they would do it without a shred of complacency. That would mean that it was marvellous. I'm not going to name them, but obviously the host choirs here today are Diversity, London Gay Men's Choir, and Pink Singers, who deeply committed to music, but they do love a party. And on behalf of everybody here, because the fountains are on, the sun is shining, the markets are there, you'll make South Bank Centre have its full meaning over the last 2 days, and we're just